Innovations Pre-Intermediate, a course in Natural English by Hugh Deller and Andrew Walkley, published by Thomson Heinley, a part of the Thomson Corporation. Copyright 2005. Cassette 1. Unit 1. Where are you from? Page 8. 2. Making friends.
Do you smoke?
No, thanks. I'm trying to stop.
Yes, I should too. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Danko. And yours?
Caroline. Hi. So, where are you from, Danko?
Croatia.
Oh, yes. Whereabouts exactly? Zagreb?
No, Split. It's on the coast. Do you know it?
I've heard of it, but I've never been there. There was a tennis player from there, wasn't there? What's his name?
Goran Ivanisevic.
Yes, that's the one. He was lovely.
Yes, well, you should come to Split. There are lots of lovely people there. It's a beautiful city.
I'd love to go one day. So, how long have you been here in Britain?
Almost 6 months now. I came here in September.
Right. When are you going back to Croatia?
May. I've got to go back then, unfortunately.
Why? What do you do back home?
Oh, I'm a student. I'm at university. I have to take some exams in June.
Oh, right. What are you studying?
English language and culture. That's the main reason I'm here.
Right. Right. Well, you speak English very well.
Thanks. I hope so.
No, really.
Unit 1, page 9. Pronunciation. Getting the stress right.
It's quite a big town. On the south coast. About 60 miles from London.
2.
It's a big city, right in the centre of England.
3.
It's a nice little seaside town on the northeast coast.
4.
It's a small town just outside London.
5.
It's a famous old town in the west of England.
6.
It's a small town, right up in the north of Scotland.
7.
It's an area in the northwest of England.
Unit 1, page 10. Faten.
I'm from Tunisia. I came to London when I got married to Faisal. I met him in Tunisia. He was born in London, but his family used to go to Tunisia every year on holiday to stay with his uncle, who lived in Tunis. My father knew his uncle, so that's how we got to know each other. We went out together every summer when he was there. I really like it here most of the time. But I miss the food in my country and the people. Back home in Tunisia, we visit each other's houses more than people do here in the UK. We cook for each other and share things more. I think we're more friendly and generous. Anyway, two of my sisters also now live here in London. And my children go to school here, and they have lots of British friends. It's good, and of course they grow up knowing another language.
Hung.
I'm from Vietnam originally. I came over here about 25 years ago to escape the problems in my country. Back home in Vietnam, I was a doctor. But when I wanted to work here, they told me I had to get a British degree. The problem was, I lost everything when I came here. I didn't have enough money to study, and I needed to support my wife and children. To begin with, I worked in two different places. I did cleaning jobs during the day, and at night I worked in a pizza takeaway. I hated it, but after a few years, I saved up enough money to do a nursing course. And now I work in a big local hospital.
Ian.
I was born in the north of England and grew up there. The factory I was working in closed down, and so I lost my job. I couldn't find another job. There was a lot of unemployment in my town at the time. So I decided to come here to look for work. I moved down to London around 10 years ago. I got a job painting people's houses, and I've been doing that since then. 5 years ago, I started doing a part-time degree. I work during the day and go to classes in the evenings. I'm going to finish in June this year. I hope I can get a better job after I graduate.
Unit 1, page 12. 3. While you listen.
Excuse me, is this the right bus stop for Burlington?
Yes, it is, but I'm afraid you're too late. You've missed the last bus. It went an hour ago.
Oh, no, I'll have to walk. It's just down this road, isn't it?
Yes, but it's a long way to go with that heavy bag. I'll drive you there, if you like. My car's just round the corner.
Really? Could you?
Yes, of course. I'm going that way anyway. I have a bed and breakfast place just outside the village.
Really? Wow! That's great. What a great place to live. You must love it here. It's so quiet and peaceful.
It's okay. It's not so quiet in the summer. There are a lot of tourists.
Sure, well, that's why I'm here. It's so beautiful. I've been in London for the last 2 weeks, so I'm glad to be out in the country. I mean, I liked London. There's so much to see and do. But it's a bit crowded, you know. It's nice to be away from the crowds.
Oh, I know. And whereabouts are you from in America? I take it you are from the States?
Yes, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Oh, really? And what's it like there?
It's very different to here, I can tell you. There's so much crime and violence. It's not safe to go out at night.
We have crime here too, you know.
Oh, yes. Several tourists have disappeared recently. The police think they've been murdered. They found one girl dead near here.
Oh, yes? Well, I'm sure I'll be all right. I don't think it can be that dangerous.
Maybe not. Do you have anywhere to stay, by the way?
No, I'm just going to try to find a place when I get there.
Well, why don't you stay at my guest house?
Sure, why not? I guess it's not too expensive.
Not at all. We're the cheapest place around.
So do you run the place on your own?
More or less. My mother owns the place. But she's old now and she can't do very much. Ah, here's my car.
Shall I put my bag in the back of the car?
No. There's something in there already. Just put it on the back seat. You can move those clothes and the big knife. Just put them on the floor. They're dirty anyway.
Oh, okay.
By the way, what's your name?
George.
Hi, George. I'm Norman. Norman Bates.
Unit 1, page 13, 5. Pronunciation, 1.
It's great. There's a really good transport system, so it's very easy to travel round.
2.
It's nice. There are lots of big shops and malls, so it's good for shopping.
3.
It's not that nice. There are lots of factories, so it's quite an ugly place.
4.
It's okay, but there are too many people, really. It's really crowded.
5.
It's nice. There are lots of parks and trees. It's beautiful.
6. It's not very nice. There's quite a lot of crime, so it's not safe at night. 7.
It's great. There are lots of really nice old buildings. It's beautiful.
8.
It's okay, but there's not much to do. There's a cinema, and there are a few bars, but that's about it.